Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. As we kick off today's episode, one thing I want to bring to your attention is we talk a lot about the five levels of leadership. And periodically, as an organization, we'll do a couple of public workshops in different cities throughout the year. I want to bring your attention to, in October, we'll be doing a five levels of leadership workshop in Atlanta, as well as in Dallas. And we would love to have you join us for those public workshops where we spend the entire day on the five levels of leadership. If you're interested in that, please go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/workshops, and all of the information will be right there for you. As an additional reminder, if you just want to learn more about the five levels methodology as a whole, or maybe even bring some private training to your organization, don't hesitate to go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. And in addition, if you have a question or a comment for Perry and I, please leave it there. We'd love to hear from you. Well, today's topic is titled The Teachable Leader, Engagement on Steroids. And I pause there for a minute because I look over and you're like painfully smiling I go through this title, because our titles have kind of become a focal point.
Yes, thank you.
But so just tell me, The Teachable Leader, Engagement on Steroids. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, so I heard John talk about this. I've experienced in my own life that you can receive all the great advice, all the great teaching, all the great lessons in the world. They're all coming at you. That's just wonderful, but it won't help if you don't have a teachable spirit, if you don't have a teachable mindset. And for me, this has opened really a ton of opportunities by me having a teachable mindset to really fully engage my team and remain open, teachable, which means I don't know it all, and I always have more to learn. So what I'm finding is if I have this teachable mindset when I'm around my folks and just in general, that it accelerates engagement. Mm. It puts it on steroids, and it is involving everyone on the team. It really challenges with opportunities and opportunities for growth. So it's been a big learning for me.
Well, and I think some leaders really struggle with that concept, because we've talked about this in the past, which is everyone probably has a little bit of a self tendency to think they know everything, but you just need to understand, and you know this, you've heard it, just let me say it though, you can never know it all, right? We do know a lot.
What?
Yeah, I know. Perry kind of stepped out. I brought him back in the room by just saying that. But if you have that mindset, you're setting yourself up for failure. And then listen, even if you do think you know it, there is a different perspective, a different lens from somebody on your team that could challenge and or uplift that idea, that thought, that answer. And so you have to be open to it.
Yep. So John always is great teaching on this and presenting some questions. If you want to know, are you a teachable person, and maybe how others perceive you? Let me just pitch a few of these, and we can go back and forth on this. But number one was, am I open to other people's ideas?
Yeah. And so, you know, as we begin to work through this, there's 10 of them that we're going to work through. Yep. So we'll work through pretty quick, and just so that you can have them and you can kind of keep up with us, take notes and write them down, and we'll work through this. And I think this first one, am I open to other people's ideas? This is a mindset that you value other people. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you're going to value what they can bring to the team, what they can add to what you're already doing. And if you're not open to this, then I think absolutely this shows that you do not necessarily care. And you often talk about the three questions that John's asked, and one of them, do my people care for me? Mm-hmm. I think this is a great question to start off with. Here's another one for you. Number two, and I'm going to give you number three. Do I listen more than I talk? I know I do most of the time. There's some people in my life that don't. And then the third one that we have for you here is, am I open to changing my opinion based on new information? So we've all had conversations with people where, you know, they're listening to you, but you're not changing their mind. You're not they're not going to allow you to add value to their thought process already because they're not open to that change.
Right. So this listen more than I talk. Of course, you can always fall back on the two ears, one mouth theory that I should be listening twice as much. What I'm finding for leadership is people expect me as the leader. They look to me to step up, be talking, be sharing, be presenting, whatever. And as we just talked on a couple of podcasts about asking great questions. And when you ask a question, it's often missed that the second part of that is listening to the answer. And so if I can get other people talking, I almost always learn more. I present them that I value them. They're relevant to what we're doing. I expect them to have a point of view. I draw them into the conversation, and I listen with rapt attention to what they are, to the, how they answer the questions. But I have to be listening to the people around me and presenting myself as a teachable person. I want to hear from you. And that second one about changing my opinions, this is tough for a lot of leaders to think, I'm supposed to be the smart one here. I'm supposed to have the vision. I'm supposed to have the direction. And I find it challenging sometimes to say, well, tell me what I don't know. How does it look from your seat?
Yeah.
What are you seeing that I don't see? And when I listen to people and I said, am I willing to change my, you know, well, wow, I didn't know that. You know, what do you think we should do on that? How would we address that as new information? We used to teach our kids, don't be telling me you're not going to do something, but you may appeal to me. Mm-hmm. They, may I appeal? We call it the appeal process to say, bring me new information and I will change my mind if I have new information. Most of the time with kids, they just want to get out of it. But every now and then I found that they actually did have new information that I didn't have from where they sat in the home, and we need to make a new decision.
Yeah.
But I find in business, I wish our government leaders would maybe do a little bit of this to think, let's listen, let's ask good questions, and I might be open to changing my opinion if it's appropriate.
And this is at the root of what we teach a lot around intention versus perception gap.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And leaders, listen, it is our responsibility to close that gap. And so the only way to close that gap is to allow your team, to allow your people to go through, as you called it, the appeal process, which I like that. I ought to try to use that.
Yeah, use it with your team. You can do the team to say, don't be rude to somebody. Say, you're wrong. No, may I appeal? Maybe in business it's different. In the home,
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, your home, I like the
appeal. Yeah, well, it was a special set of words that said, we've taught this, I need to listen. Which is a great reminder.
Yeah. It's a common language.
Don't argue with me about something I said, but if you have an appeal, please
let me hear it. Let me hear it. Great. Another question here, number four, as we kind of move through this list. Do I readily admit when I'm wrong?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, did you put this in here? Because my wife doesn't listen to our podcast, right? But are we talking about at home? That might not be the case. At work? I think that if you don't do this, leaders, if you don't just openly say, man, listen, I missed it right there. I made a mistake right here. And just call it what it is. I think what you do is you create a culture of fear around people making mistakes and failure. And so remember, leaders go first. And so, dude, just own it, right? And a lot of us have a hard time doing that. But we're all going to make mistakes. We're all human. You know, we're either going to talk with the wrong tone, we're going to make the wrong comment, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, or whatever. And so you just need to step up and say, man, absolutely, I'm wrong. Go first, set the example, and I promise you, it will help even just with the innovation, the thought, the ideas, and the level of production that your team will generate for you if you just own up to it.
Right. Well, I worked for a senior leader once who walked into our team meeting, and he kind of put his papers down. He goes, man, did I mess up today? And you hear a pin drop. Say, what? He goes, I was just up with the very big bosses of the company, and I said something, and then I doubled down on it, and I was completely wrong.
Oh,
they called me on it. And you could hear a pin drop around this table, and you looked at people, and it was like, wow, it's okay to admit mistakes. And this is, so he said, he actually opened it up. So what would you do if you were me to recover from that?
Mm.
And now not only is it okay to share a mistake, it's okay to open up to
ask
other people's input and ask questions about.
Yeah.
And do you think in the team that we were more engaged or less engaged with this person?
All in.
More rowing or less rowing in the boat with this guy? No, we were totally bought in. And I was waiting on somebody. Well, now that you bring it up, I messed up too. It was, it just made it easier to to work together, because it's okay to admit when you're wrong. Don't make the same mistake twice. We like that. We're going to learn from it and move
that's
forward,
right.
Fail forward, but that's okay.
That's right.
All right, number five, do I observe before acting on a situation? Really, to me, this was an unteachable person will think they've seen it all before and they can act without thinking. Teachable leaders make observations and are open to new inputs to me. I just thought this was impressive.
Yeah, I think observation and experiences will teach us a lot. And we talk about it being a visual sport. You know, one of the things that John talks about, even just through the learning process, is it's not just about the experiences or what the observation. It's the fact that you take time to evaluate what happened in that experience, evaluate what you're seeing before you react. Okay, and so some of us have a tendency to not react as quick, and then other of us have a tendency to, you know, react as soon as you hear it, right? And then they come back afterwards and go, oh, I probably should have just kind of taken a little bit in there. But this is a great way, I think, for you to test your teachability, because it has the ability to ask questions.
Well, if you've ever been around someone that, I had a friend that would, you'd start to talk, and he would start to answer the question
yes.
he thought you were going to yes. ask because he's already heard it before.
I'm
thinking, that wasn't what I was going to ask at all. Now you think I'm more engaged or less engaged?
Yeah.
Say, here's an idea. Wait, observe, listen, then respond.
Yeah.
Don't just start answering halfway through because you think you've seen it all before.
Yeah.
Maybe you have, but I'm guessing you haven't. And be open to new things. Be teachable.
That's right. Listen, learn, then lead. That's kind of a phrase that I try to live by. All right, so two more questions. We're at 6 and 7.
Yep.
I'm going to throw it at you here. Do I ask questions? We've talked a lot about that on some previous podcasts. Real quick about that. It's not just, I want to make sure, just give you a little bit of meat right here. I'm not talking about the mirror questions, right? Somebody says, hey, how you doing? You're like, good, how are you doing? That's all I'm talking about. Like, are you really doing a good job with the follow-up questions of what you're hearing? And so some would call that the QBQ, right? It's a little bit, you're asking questions behind the first question, what that looks like. And then that, I think that unlocks learning. The other thing is around questions, there's two things. We all ask questions or think about asking questions for information, which is we want to learn something. And then I also think that we ask questions or make statements for an impression, because we want somebody to like us. So are you posing yourself from a question standpoint to say, let me see if I can figure out the smartest question so that when people answer, like, man, that was a good question, because we all want to hear that. So two thoughts just there on questions that I wrote down before I throw it to you. Number 7, am I willing to ask a question that will expose my ignorance?
Yikes. Yeah.
I'll let you take that one.
Well, we talk about it.
Answer that question, Perry.
Yeah. No, we talk about it on another podcast about daring to be dumb. Is it okay? You know, this is actually a real problem I had earlier in life. I still struggle with it a little bit, about asking something that everybody else expects you to know the answer to already. And you think it's going to show, I just won't ask it. I'll look dumb if I ask this question. Versus having a teachable mindset that says, if I do that, I remove any opportunity to learn what I don't know, and I really remove an opportunity for me to learn and grow. And it got me thinking about the fascinating book about mindset, Carol Dweck, about mindset, to say, am I operating in a fixed mindset which says, I don't even want to ask the question because I'm fine where I am, my intelligence is fixed, whatever, versus the growth mindset that says, just expose it, put it out there, take a chance. And what if people go, you should have known that? I should have, but I don't. Give me some help.
Yeah.
And then you just make yourself a real person. What I found in front of team members as a leader, it makes me authentic. It makes me real. He doesn't know everything, but he's willing to learn. And what do you think that does? Makes them want to row or put the oar across
right.
their laps.
Yeah.
It's engagement on steroids. They want to be involved. People want to be around people that don't have all the answers, but we can learn together.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, number 8 says, am I open to doing things a way I haven't done before? And I'll just pile on number 9 for all you men out there. Am I willing to ask for directions? Asking for directions. Did I go too far on that one? So,
well, listen, it's not just a guy problem, right? I'm sure there are some people out there, that the females that are listening to us, that may have that same problem. So don't put us all in that same bucket. Of having the guy problem, but you're probably right. The majority of it probably is the guy side. So I want to talk a little bit about the number 8. where you talk about, am I open to doing things in a way that I haven't done before? This, for me, this is a challenge for me, because on our, we do some behavioral assessments through our Right Path 4 and 6, and it really kind of helps team kind of connect and bond and understand each other at the root cause of how you're wired, naturally wired. And it's just a key part of not only developing yourself, but developing your team members. And so for me, just to give you a little exposure here, my greatest intensities are around logic and experiential based. And then one other that tie into the fact that, oh yeah, like I don't need to do it any differently. Like that worked well, that makes sense, and I'm in, right? And then over here, hypothetically, they're like, well, what if you tried this? What if you tried that? It could look like that. I'm like, yeah, but we know that works. Like, that makes sense to me. I've done it. I've had that experience. And so I have to sometimes take a step back and allow some of my other team members to step up when it comes to that question and really kind of help me through that. And then you know what? What ends up happening is we probably are even more successful than I was the first time. Yeah. And then I'm just like, oh man. And so that's something I have to continually to work on. And then am I willing to ask for directions? We were kind of joking about that, but I do think that shows a teachable spirit.
Yeah, as a leader. Do I always drive home the same way? I'm being challenged. Are there other, we've always done it that way. Well, that's not a really good excuse for anything. So the last one on there, do I act defensive when criticized, or do I listen openly for the truth?
Yeah.
So I love this about how do you react or respond when someone disagrees or criticizes something you've said or done. This is hard for most leaders because you're in a position of authority, and somebody depends on how the organization sees hierarchy. You know, you're the boss and I'm not. But I've been around the world, a lot of countries, they really embrace this egalitarian, everybody has a voice, equal voice, and they criticize each other up and down the ladder. They don't care what your title is. The United States is a little different than that. But how do you handle criticism as a teachable person versus not?
Yeah, and I think that you had mentioned previously about Coach John Wooden, right? And he said that the quote you gave was, everything we know, we learn from someone else. And I think sometimes our hardest lessons, maybe even the most productive lessons, if you want to look at it from a positive standpoint, may have been your hardest, mm-hmm. are things that maybe you didn't want to hear, maybe that weren't comfortable for you to hear, maybe whatever. But the growth that you had from that response is something you wouldn't change now on the other side of it. And so I think that just shows the ability to be teachable in that moment and to receive something that's not easy to receive, knowing that there's a benefit on the other side. And I think there's also the other side to that. You know, I think that sometimes some of the feedback you might be getting might be completely wrong, but then how do you respond in that? And I always like to say, you know, not just verbally respond, what's your body language look like, right? Because we've been in situations where you can just feel the blood pressure going and right, I'm all over the place versus just consistent. You know, ask, what do you mean by that? Like, where do you see that most? Like, what's going on? And really try to understand that feedback that they're giving you, even if it's tough to hear, it'll show a teachable spirit.
Yeah, well, I think a teachable leader surrounds themselves with honest people that talk straight to them, tell them the truth. A teachable leader has people that tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And that, whether it be your small inner circle, even your whole team, whatever that is it you don't want yes men, you want the answer. You want the straight talk. And so I think that teachable leaders do that.
Yeah.
Sum it up for us and wrap us up, Chris.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to challenge you to do is we gave you 10 options, simple questions, and I don't want you to answer them yourself. What I would love for you to do is to pick a couple of them, and in your next one-on-one with some of your team members, and by the way, Perry and I both encourage one-on-ones routinely that report directly to you, I want you to just pose two or three of them, and maybe you can give it to them ahead of time and say, hey, kind of off the record, I'm looking for candid feedback. I want to know this about myself, my leadership. As I say, what's it look like to be on the other side of my leadership?
Yeah.
And then stay in that conversation. Don't run out of the room. And I think encourage that direct feedback and give them two or three of those questions and then just sit there and then ask questions about why and where do they see this and how would you do it differently? And so just have that conversation. And I promise you, if you'll do that, your team member, your peer will walk out of the meeting and may think it's the best meeting they've been in all day.
Right. Well, highly engaged teams have very teachable leaders, so I believe that. So thanks, Chris. Just a reminder, if you want to know more about Five Levels or about the workshops that we offer, you go to the johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a question for us or a comment. We always enjoy hearing from you. Thank you very much for joining us. That's all from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.